New Jersey is in need of an infusion of dollars to ease public employee pension fund debt and fund transportation-related maintenance and improvements. Toward that end, some lawmakers are eyeing a potential windfall from cashing in on the state's four public television stations. Let's change the channel with John Reitmeier, NJ Spotlight budget and public finance writer. John, welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let's look at this asset as an aggregate. These stations are in a coveted broadcast market between Philadelphia and New York.
Yeah, that's right. New Jersey decided decades ago to purchase public television commercial licenses to be able to broadcast news to all of our residents who normally see a lot of Philadelphia and New York news. And so now we find ourselves in control of these assets that have been valued in the hundreds of millions for each station and over $2 billion when you add up the airwaves controlled by all four stations.
If the sale, though, is ultimately completed, would New Jersey residents be deprived of that programming?
Well, it doesn't look like most of them would be because as technology has changed, it seems to be more people are viewing the programming using cable or even satellite. And so the reliance on just the broadcast signal for programming seems to have waned over the years. That said, there are those, especially those who have ditched cable, who still do get programming over broadcast, and so it looks like they would be impacted.
So this cashing in would come in the form of auctioning off the state's broadcast frequencies. How would it work?
Yeah, and it's a really complicated process. The FCC is running this auction. It starts at the end of the month. New Jersey has decided to get into it, but the acting treasurer told lawmakers during budget committee hearings last week that there are no guarantees. It's going to play out in what's called a reverse auction format. So unlike a normal auction where the buyers compete against each other to purchase an asset until someone, the last person standing, is willing to pay the highest price, the reverse format, the sellers are actually competing against each other. So the bid prices are likely to drop as each round goes forward. New Jersey's law also prevents it from selling the airwaves controlled by all four stations. So no matter what, the state wouldn't divest itself of all of the airwaves. That said, as you said, it is a very valuable market. So there's expectations that we're going to cash in at least some money here.
How was that determination made to conduct this as a reverse auction?
That's a decision that was made by the Federal Communications Commission, and I should step back. This auction is playing out because the demand in the consumer market is now picking up on the side of wireless providers, streaming video, content that you can view on a smartphone. As consumers move away from traditional television programming, and so a lot of the television stations control large swaths of bandwidth that now the federal government is eyeing up for wireless providers to meet their demand.
Is there some point at which New Jersey will have the right to value the price and say, yes, let's go through with the sale, or no, let's hold out for a higher bidder?
Well, that's a really good question. So in the reverse auction format, and again, last week, lawmakers were told that, you know, the state might decide to just take a pass, and if the price isn't right, might walk away. And there are some who believe that going forward, it might make sense to wait this out, that as technology continues to change, these assets might become even more valuable and that the state might have even more to gain by selling at a later date. So a lot of balls still up in the air and a lot still to learn on this one.
John Reitmeier, NJ Spotlight budget and public finance writer.
Television. Yeah.